I think I was born in Portobello Road in London, but we then moved to Ealing, Greenford. I went to Greenford County Grammar School. It was a new school during the war. It was okay. I was a good and a bad boy there for several reasons. I was very keen on table tennis, and before long, I had the whole school playing table tennis. The teachers against the students against each other. The whole school was playing table tennis, and the headmaster had to call me in and say, look, you've developed table tennis here, but this school is about scholarship and I'm going to stop it. I think I have some quality that gets people involved and excited in things, and maybe that is one of the things that's carried on through my scientific career. I had to look after my old mother. I didn't have a grant. I worked in a graveyard every weekend, digging graves, weeding and so forth. And I had to get in somewhere. I couldn't do what youngsters do these days, say I'll take a year off and travel or something. I had to do it. And the only place that would take me was King's, who allowed me to do this degree in theology, although I was an atheist, and a degree in pure maths and physics, I think simultaneously. It was a strange business. People did want to take me on for a PhD. I think I showed imagination, at least, in experimental examinations. That was my strength, not my memory, but the invention of inventing experiments to do. I ended up, by serendipity, working on gut motility, and I did some curious things, I mean, with no serious supervision. I looked at the pharmacology of gut, and they take segments out, and I thought, I ought to look at it in vivo. So I chose fish, because pike eat once every 2 months, and goldfish eat all the time. And I put a window on them. My first paper in 1957 was in Nature, with a condom on a fish, so that you could see the movements of the gut in vivo. Imaginative, but a bit ridiculous. In fact, when I finished my PhD thesis, it was absurd. I was the world expert on defecation in the brown trout. Not exactly a highly competitive area.